Many thanks, Ian. For our last set of news items, in part one, there's a special Christmas train and a display at Oakham Hall, plus plans for a church in Colgate, and also the region's energy awards. Britain's poshest train has made a glamorous and festive return to Norwich. The luxury train took passengers back to the golden age of rail travel. The Northern Belle features a 1930s Pullman-style carriages, which are named after British stately homes and castles and decadently decorated inside. Ticket holders indulged in a 7-course Christmas feast paired with wines as they travelled through the Norfolk countryside. Musicians played festive tunes to get passengers in the Christmas spirit, while the onboard magician had a few seasonal tricks up his sleeve.
It's pretty hard not to be wowed by the splendour of Holkham Hall on any day of the year. The magnificent Palladian mansion is truly one of Norfolk's most impressive stately homes. And when it comes to Christmas, it's impossible not to be totally blown away by its transformation into a dazzling, glowing, festive, candle-lit winter wonderland. Every room tells its own story, with a blend of fairy tales, family traditions, and artistic creativity. From a lavishly decorated 20-foot statement Norfolk tree in the saloon, to a striking red bow on the outside of the hall, to Hansel and Gretel's world in the statue gallery. Guests are treated to a Christmas display to remember. The attention to every detail is extraordinary, and the team behind the displays includes award-winning florists, stylists, creators, makers, and a huge team of volunteers.
A 17th century church has lodged plans to restore sections of its site as part of a preservation project. Chris Lambert, the applicant, said the old meeting house on Colgate, along with its annex building, the Old Meeting House Alley, are in need of extensive refurbishment and restoration. He's applied to demolish and rebuild the building's east and west boundary walls, which are in a state of disrepair. If approved, his plans will also see a new access gate entrance from the car park on Colgate into the grounds of the old meeting house, created for people who use wheelchairs. He also hopes to restore 8 memorial stones, which are built into the main building of the old meeting house.
The winners of the East of England's Energy Group's annual awards have been announced at a glittering celebration of the region's growing energy sector. The awards took place at Dunstan Hall in Norwich, where 11 awards were presented to winners across the sector. The awards, which depicted a turning turbine, were designed by a group of young scholars from REGIT, a Norwich-based training company that supports students to gain the skills they need to excel at industry level. Money was raised throughout the event on Thursday, December the 4th, the group's charity of the year, the Norfolk Community Foundation.
A bank's bid to have bird netting on its roof has been thrown out after people dubbed the plans an atrocious act of wildlife destruction. Bosses for Barclays on Red Lion Street hoped the netting would deter birds from nesting and messing on its roof. They proposed a non-piercing roof netting system, which would cover a total area of 360 square metres to prevent birds from accessing the roof of the building. Officials for Norfolk Wildlife Trust object to the plans, citing how bird netting can pose significant risks and harm to birds. City Hall received more than 3,400 emails from an online petition. Planners for the council said other objectors added serious concerns regarding severe harm and risk to bird welfare, cruelty, suffering, and inhumane deaths of birds, which would be caused by the netting. Some question the suitability of using bird netting on a listed building. In its refusal report, council planners said the application fails to demonstrate that the proposed method of bird deterrent would avoid harm to local wildlife or protected species.
Well, with that last news item, we've reached the end of part one. We hope you've enjoyed these items and that you enjoy the rest of your listening in the safe hands of Lorna and Mike. So with that, we'll wish you a happy Christmas and say goodbye for this week from Lynette and myself.
Goodbye.